mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in, just sitting in, not substituting for. There is no substitute for Alex Jones, just sitting in for Alex Jones on this wonderful Friday afternoon for most of America, Friday morning if you're in the Pacific time zone, and listening around the world. Well, whatever time it is there, I don't do well on keeping up with time, so I have trouble going daylight savings time and that type of thing. So my website is erskineonradio.com. Do a program on Saturday nights. Starts at midnight in the East Coast, 9 o'clock on the West Coast. And this week we're going to be talking with Christian Wild and the hidden causes of heart attacks. Oh man, this is something. 500,000 women a year in the U.S. have heart attacks, much less the men. And the hidden causes of heart attacks. And it ain't your cholesterol. They're all doing this push on this cholesterol. It's not your cholesterol. Over half the people with perfect cholesterol are dropping over with heart attacks. Perfect cholesterol. You can walk right out of the doctor's office, be perfect, and boom, that's it. You're seeing them angels. The other guest that we're going to have is Ted Gunderson this Saturday, and Ted is the former director of the Los Angeles office of the FBI, and Ted has a lot to say. Very interesting gentleman. You're going to love hearing what Ted Gunderson has on Erskine Overnight this weekend. You can listen online at GCNLive.com. If your station isn't carrying it and you'd like them to, drop me a little note, ErskineOnRadio.com. There's a little place down there. Just give it a little click, and you can drop me an email and tell me, or if you've got a guest you'd like me to have on the program or something, hey, Erskine, you're not talking about such and such. Just drop me a note. I'll be happy to correspond back with you. So Alex Jones has available at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the videos. American Dictator, Staged Election 2004, Police State 3. You've heard people talking about it. If you don't have it, you're making a big mistake, and you've got to get it and get them out and make copies and show them to everyone. We've got to get the information out while you can. Time is getting short, ladies and gentlemen, while you can. The newest report, well, we'll talk about that later because I want to get to Mike in Florida. He's been holding on. Mike, welcome to the Alex Jones program.
Hi, Erskine. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mike. I wanted to get you on just as soon as I could. I'm sorry about the delay, and
no,
it's good
problem
to have you with us.
That's no problem. Erskine, while we're taking this time, I just want everybody to Google a name for me. Just Google just one name. Name is Margie Schudinger. Margie Schoedinger. And the reason why I'm asking that is that I was looking that name up, and I find that this woman filed a $50 million rape lawsuit against George W. Bush in December of 2002. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No.
Well, this happened, apparently, after she first complained that she was being harassed. And apparently, this $50 million lawsuit went through, and I've checked. It is legal. It is official. It was filed in December of 2002. This has not been on the media. No one has reported this. I had to get this from the internet from about five different sources. It is official. I saw the paperwork myself.
Boy, that sounds like something out of Bill Clinton's playbook. And then you're hearing about this, and I'm listening to this sort of thing and the cocaine use and the whole thing. And then I'm looking at it and I'm saying, how can those people who consider themselves to be Christian, and this is a big group that Mr. Bush is appealing to,
yes,
the so-called Christian right Christians or Christian majority or whatever they call it, and how can they support this man? I don't understand it. How can they support a skull and bones man who's accepted Satan as his Lord? How can they do that? I want to talk with you some more, if you don't mind, Mike, when we get right back.
Sure.
Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
We'll be back on the Alex Jones radio program.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. And we're talking, we're talking with Mike in Florida. Am I correct?
Yes,
Mike. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, I was commenting on the Texas woman, Margie Schoedinger.
And let me spell that. Schoedinger filed a $50 million rape lawsuit against President Bush. And I was mentioning that how a lot of the people who have virtually taken themselves out of the fight, and they're thinking, well, Jesus will take care of everything. Uh-huh. And you're looking at this, and you're saying, yeah, you better be standing up. If you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you're Jewish, no matter what your religion is, you better be standing up, because these are people, the elitists are people who are not accepting any God except Satan. This is a battle against evil.
They are anti-God. They are the Antichrist. I'm sitting here looking at the 13 Satanic Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Somebody just mentioned it a moment ago.
Oh, yeah, Moulton just mentioned that, and he's saying most of the presidents of the United States have been part of that bloodline.
Part of the bloodline, yes.
And yes. Like I said, you got two skull and bones, two people who both took an oath to Satan, and they're running for presidents, and like we mentioned, don't you think, Mike, that that's just a coincidence?
I think that it's tragic. I think it is a joke on the American people, because
I'll tell you what's worse. I had a gentleman on from the University of Ontario, and he was talking about how the United States developed AIDS and how they also developed chronic fatigue and what they were using that for and some of the things. I mean, that was the most terrifying interview I've ever done.
You know,
we've got to get back. We've got to get control of this country. It is just gone. It is gone. We've got to get control back.
Well, here's my point. My point is that this woman is just one person who tried to fight back, and unfortunately, she lost. If you are reading the article like I read, she is now dead. She is now deceased. Found dead in her house, a bullet wound to her head. Now, if a woman can file a $50 million lawsuit against President George Bush, she said before she was killed that she was threatened not only by the police, but by FBI agents and people calling her home day and night. And then she is found dead with a bullet wound in the back of her head in her house. And that doesn't excite the press, and that doesn't excite anyone in government, and that doesn't excite anybody of people. What does that say about where we are right now as a people, just a living human being?
I had Al Martin on Mike on my radio program, and Al said there are only three things that are really going to wake up the American public. Number one, if NFL goes pay-per-view. Number two, if the beer trucks quit running. And number three, if Domino's quits delivering, then maybe America would wake up.
Bingo. That's all they care about. Oh, and if women stop having sex with them, of course. That'll wake them up.
Oh, yeah, you better believe that one. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You
Let's
bet.
Go to Leon in Colorado. Hi, Leon. Welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. Question, comment, whatever.
Oh, thank you, Erskine. Well, I was calling my representatives here, Allard and Campbell and Heffley. And
that could be a perfect waste of time. And what happened?
Well, no, I mean, I figure the only thing that's going to make them listen, and is if enough people get upset, get on their case. So I don't consider it a waste of time. We got them to back off of the assault weapon ban. Because they didn't want to deal with it.
Right, and you've also got, they've also taken some action to where they aren't passing the hate crimes legislation,
right.
Where
yeah.
the hate
and,
speech
and,
thing.
And people say it doesn't do any good, and it just infuriates me. I mean,
well,
that is the biggest cop-out. I'm sorry, that is a total cop-out.
We've got to fight our battles. We've got to fight little battles, and hopefully we can win some of them. But if you've got a congressperson who is going to be responsive, God bless you, you're lucky, because
well,
a lot
the thing
of them
that,
have their minds
the thing
made
that
up.
I found interesting, and this is what I wanted to comment on, Erskine, was I said, well, you know, this is another piece of outrageous, useless, worthless pieces of... legislation. It's not law. It's just legislation. And I found it was really interesting that I said, well, certainly you've had other people call you and explain to you how the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act is a total violation of our Constitution. Oh yeah, they've had that. They all knew that. So somebody's been calling them and explaining it to them. And then I explained it to them. I said, the law is still the Constitution. It hasn't been repealed, and it hasn't been gotten rid of, and it's still the law of the land. And every congressman that I could find at the state convention, I asked them that question, and they all kind of sheepishly had to say, yes, it is the law. And they had no answer. They didn't have any answer to tell me that why they are passing these unconstitutional laws.
And okay, let me. I had an answer.
Huh?
I had an answer, and I was talking to Lee Hamilton, who is the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, a person who absolutely, well, we're not even going to get into that.
I asked
Lee Hamilton, I said, Lee, now, as my congressman, I lived in southern Indiana at the time. I said, I've moved around a lot. So it sounds like I've been a lot of places. I've moved around a lot. So I asked Lee, I said, Lee, How the heck could you vote for this piece of legislation? Don't you know it has this, it has this, it has this? And I forgot what the thing was. It wasn't the Patriot Act. And he looked at me and he said, you know, that's got 1,600 pages. We don't read that. We got it 2 days before. I said, then why are you voting on it if you don't know what's in it? Why are you voting
answer?
Things that you don't even know what's in it?
What was his answer?
He said, well, we have staff members who read it. And I'm saying, that's not good enough. I'm not paying you as my representative to have a staff member who reads it. I'm paying you to, and if you have to have a staff member, if it takes 1,600 pages, look, Moses had, what, 10 commandments? It wasn't real complicated. I mean, you don't have to have a PhD to read them. How many laws do we have and how many pages of laws do we have coming down every day that you have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to read, and how many little sneaky innuendos and different things that can they put in there? Right, there are two things they say that you shouldn't watch being made. One is the law, and the other one is sausage. And I think
well,
you're probably
you know,
pretty
like
well
the,
right.
The gentleman that was calling from, I didn't get this, where he was, foreign country. You know, everything he says is in the Constitution, but the problem is that they are all, not all, or that you can't say all and never.
No, we got people like Ron Paul who are good
yeah,
people.
Yeah, right,
now.
He's a great guy, and there's a few others that are okay. But I think there's maybe if we're really lucky, if there'd be 100. We could find that would even be partially.
Oh, you're pushing it, Leon. You're pushing it with 100. Now, come on, you got to back off of that one a little bit.
50? 50?
Okay,
this is like Moses talking to God, huh?
You got it.
Anyway, I just think that you're absolutely right. There are so many of them that are actual criminals. They are involved in criminal behavior. Treasonous.
Sure treason. They are. Look what Lyndon Johnson had. All he had to do was open his book, and he had the whole Congress
and the
in
fancy
palm
word,
of his hand.
The fancy word that was it's called Malthusian. Malthusian. That's a fancy word that our founding fathers called it. Malthusian.
Yeah,
anyway,
we just called good old fashioned crookedness.
But I'm
thanks,
just saying,
Leon.
I'm plugging. Call him. If we don't call him, I got a clear conscience. I call, I complain, I confront them. I am a persona non grata. That means a very undesirable person.
You know, Leon, there are two things that in most cases need to be changed, and that's congressmen and babies, and both of them for the same reason. You take care, Leon. Let's go to Paul in Delaware. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Program.
How you doing, Nurse Ken? I hope you're doing
I'm
very
doing
good.
Fine.
My call was because you were calling about Ted Gunderson, and I have some important information I would like to talk to you since you're going to be interviewing him. There's a reason why Alex Jones does not have that guy on his show, and I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons, and I hope that you ask him these pertinent questions. After the Oklahoma City bombing, he came out saying that it was a pineapple bomb who did it, and his informant was a gentleman, ex-CIA agent, now in prison for 30 years, named Michael Reconosciuto.
Okay.
And now he's running around the country with 9/11 information, talking about the same guy that's been locked up for 30 years, or got a 30-year sentence, is furnishing information to him about 9/11. And what I can say is there's a reason why Alex Jones does not have Ted Gunderson on his show. And that's because he's not to be trusted. I think he's playing both ends of the field. And I'll tell you, when you get this guy on your show, grill him about his 9/11 information and quite frankly, every bit of information I've ever gotten from this guy or researched on him has just been a bunch of nonsense. And there's another guy that he travels around with, a pathological liar named Stu Webb. And
he doesn't have anything to do with Stu Webb. They totally just
separated
apart.
That's funny because I've got him on a videotape where Ted Gunderson is interviewing him
with an FBI
symbol behind his radio station program.
I know.
My second question is this. How do I get on the air? Because, Erskine, if Alex has you hosting, I think I can do a better job.
Well, you just contact GCN and Alex, and maybe you can get on. That's a really wonderful idea, so lots of luck to you there. And we'll be right back with Joanna, and we've got a couple of news stories for you. And Paul, I hope you get the opportunity sometime. We'd certainly love to hear from you, but get your facts straight about who's friends with who before you go on.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SinFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SinFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SinFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
On this program, on this network, on my program, Erskine Overnight, we don't screen calls. This isn't Rush Limbaugh. We'll take any caller if you want to say something good, bad, or indifferent. We'll take your call. Because I found that a lot of people have a lot to say, and so we try to take everyone's calls. Now, I also learned a long time ago, never argue with an idiot. You drag them down to your level, and then they're going to beat you with experience. Now, one of the news stories that just hit right now, suicide bomb is rocking Baghdad even as we're talking. Two suicide car bombs hit central Baghdad within hours of each other, killing at least five people. The dead are reported to be from a police convoy targeted in the Rashad Street District after an earlier blast near a checkpoint. BBC's Mike Duncan in Baghdad said the blast came amid a massive security crackdown across the capital city. Witnesses said an attacker drove up in a convoy of six police vehicles before blowing up his car. A large crater was gouged in the road, and U.S. troops and Iraqi police tried to clear the area as ambulance rushed to treat the wounded. About 20 people were injured in the blast. The bomber was driving a Chevy Malibu. Crashed the car against the police vehicle, and five of police colleagues were killed, and eight of their patrol cars were damaged. The lieutenant there said as his blood was totally drenched in, his shirt was totally drenched in blood. So the attacks keep coming and coming and coming in Iraq. That today, on top of the earlier explosions and what's been going on top of the announcement by the National Security Council that, yes, they're going to have a civil war coming up next year, and on top of the council, Kofi Annan of the UN, who said, hey, you know, the actions are illegal. Let's go to the lines, and I've got a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, a wonderful person who does a program on GCN that you may want to listen to every night, Pastor Butch Paul. Pastor Paul, welcome to the Alex Jones program. I just wanted you to say something, give your program just a bit of a plug, and good to always talk with you, sir.
Well, thank you, Erskine. It's an honor to be with you, and I really mean that. Thank you so much. I know we have a program scheduled together some night soon, don't we?
We certainly do. We did one last week or the week before last. Now, give the time that your program is so people can listen.
I want 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and if you listen on shortwave, I'm on 7535 and 7580. And, of course, we're on the Internet at gcnlive.com. or call todecision.com, and we try to put out the truth 5 nights a week just like you do, and we appreciate you and what you're doing. I just listened to that last caller. The guy's a jerk, and that's exactly why he'll never have a program of his own, because he's a jerk. You know, you cannot be a jerk and do a program. You know, but anyway, this is what you're talking about, what's happening. I just listened to the report you talked about from Iraq there. These people in Iraq obviously don't want us there. Obviously, they think they're fighting for their sovereignty, and I tend to agree with them. I don't want to see our troops in harm's way. I wish you'd bring them home. But I also don't like seeing innocent people killed that did nothing to us. And Iraq did nothing to us.
I couldn't agree more with you. By the way, Pastor Butch, I've got some apple butter going your way. You'll be getting that this next week.
My
now, don't ask why. Don't ask any questions about it. I've got that. I've got some homemade HB sauce made from some of our plums and lots of goodies going to you.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You're going to have some to put on your hot biscuits.
All right. That sounds great to me. Now, Erskine, I know we got a program scheduled one night on your program, I think. What night is that again?
We're going to be scheduling that for the middle of October, and we've also got a program where I'll be talking with you on the 23rd.
The 23rd is going to be your broadcast. As far as I know, I'll not be here, so you'll have it all to yourself.
You got it. Pastor Butch, thank you for being program is on. Give that website and all the information about your program, where it is.
Shortwave at 7535 and 7580. We're on calltodecision.com, which right now, by the way, is in the process of being updated. It may be off and on for a while. And GCNLive.com. Love to have everybody join in. Listen to us any night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
Monday through Friday. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great day, Erskine.
You're my buddy. You know that. Thank you.
Yes, same here. Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Gene in Pennsylvania. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Alex Jones' program.
Hello, Erskine. We're really enjoying your show. What I wanted to tell you is I called my congressman, I called my senator, and it sounded like I had people on the line, but it sounded like a recording. How did they stand on voting for the CIA head? And all three of the people I spoke to said, well, I haven't discussed that with him, but I'm sure he'll let us know. And I said, when? And he said, when he votes.
Oh, yeah, when he votes, they're giving you the bums rush. Hold on, Gene, because you've been waiting. I want to talk with you a little bit more. And Brooke, Tim, will certainly be with you. So we'll be right back on the Alex Jones Radio Show, www.infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of Euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 800-348-4100. That's 800-348-4100.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Erskine sitting in for, not sitting in, just sitting in, not substituting for Alex Jones. There is no substitute for Alex Jones. He'll be back here Monday, and his hard-hitting news and reports will be with you Monday. He's on a little vacation right now, and hopefully he and Violet are having a wonderful time. We're talking now with Gene in Pennsylvania. I'd just like to make one really quick comment. I think one of the things, and we've had a couple of callers who have asked, I think Richard in Colorado, ask about this. I know Mike in Florida is concerned. What can we actually do? One of the things we can do to protect ourselves is to make sure that you get some gold. Actually take possession of some gold. Contact Midas Resources. One of the places that I would recommend to look for purchasing gold, because the dollar is not going to hold up. Everybody we've had on has been telling us that the dollar's not going to be holding up. Have yourself some gold for your own protection. For your own protection. The value of gold has nowhere to go but up. They can't keep it artificially down much longer. So look for that. The other thing is we may see oil prices, gas prices rising to about $3 a gallon coming up very, very shortly. They've taken off the gas taxes, but it takes about 6 weeks for it to hit. And if it hits, man, I'm telling you, it's going to make a major difference and could make a difference in the election. Let's go to Gene in Pennsylvania. Gene, yes, ma'am, we were talking before, and you've got a comment that you wanted to make.
I was just saying, sir, it sounded like all the three individuals I spoke to had a script in front of them telling me, oh, we'll pass this along, but I haven't spoken to the senator, I haven't spoken to the congressman about this. And I said, well, you've only got a few more days. and my congressman is in Iraq visiting the troops, and he should be back though in time to vote. So.
Well, my friend Claire Wolf calls them Congress critters. And she's not too far wrong when she calls them Congress critters. I mean, they are like little critters that sort of scurry around. And I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you. I agree with our friend who called and said, listen, here, we need to be in touch with them. We can't give up. And I applaud you for doing that. We've got to keep the pressure up on them. And if they know that enough people care and enough people are concerned. But with the new voting laws and the way they've got the voting rigged and set up, I don't know if we can ever get some of these people out. I do honestly believe that our congresspeople need to be changed, and for the same reason the babies need to be changed. They both need to be changed occasionally, and it's time to get any of them staying there too long. It doesn't matter which party they are. They seem to just get ingrained in the corruption, don't they?
Well, I think Pennsylvania's in a ridge territory.
Absolutely. Can't believe that man was your governor at one time. Wow. Gene.
And Schaefer also, sir.
Ed Hines, and then you've got, yep. What's his name, one-shot, what's Arlen Specter, the guy who on the Warren Commission came up with a one-bullet theory? I mean, you go follow that one as far as you want to.
And then they came after a little gun dealer, Darrell Civic. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, I heard that. And Pennsylvania is also the home, however, of Benjamin Franklin, who said if you give up freedom for security, you end up with neither. Pennsylvania's given America a lot. They've given a lot of good, and unfortunately, recently, they've given some bad, too.
Well, I hope more people call into them so that they'll have a better script next time.
Yes, let's hope they do. Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Where in Wisconsin are you located, Tim? Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
Where in Wisconsin are you?
Stevens Point.
Oh, I've had their beer. They got Point beer. They only sell it in like 20 counties.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the level of ignorance that I was noticing. Because, you know, I always seem to help noticing, you know, about the Patriot Act.
We can barely hear you, Tim, so make it very quick.
Yeah, about the Patriot Act. On a radio station, when I hear one person running for some political office talking about about renewing the Patriot Act and talking against someone else running for some political office voting against it, because they need to take a tough stand on the war against terror.
Well, I think we need to redo it. I think we need to throw it out. I think it's not a war against terror. It's a war against the American public.
Yeah.
I think it certainly is a war against the American public. Listen, we're on WTDY in Madison on Saturday night, so be sure to listen to Erskine Overnight there. You can get it in Stevens Point real good. So listen to Erskine Overnight on WTDY, the big station out of Madison. It's like 1610, 1620. Just go all the way as far right as you can go, and you'll get it. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to Brooke. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Brooke in Rhode Island. We're getting real close on time. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, hi, Erskine. Thanks for taking my call, and I hope you can hear me all right.
Absolutely perfectly. You're sounding much, much better. The phone with Tim was breaking up. I'm sorry, Tim. We had a lot of trouble hearing you. Yes, Brooke.
Well, sometimes it's very difficult to hear the show because I'm having a very hard time hearing it, too. But I have a comment and I have a question, and I'll ask the question first because maybe your producer can look it up for me while we're discussing my comment.
Sure.
I wanted the author of the 13 Satanic Bloodlines because I didn't get it.
That was Springmeier.
Springmeier?
Springmeier,
okay.
Right. Right,
okay.
Because there have been two or three people who had mentioned that, and his name is Springmeier, right.
Okay, my comment is people have been calling in to ask what we should do, and this is something that's plagued me also. In the 1820s in America, our nation was faced with a similar crisis, and this was the beginning of the anti-Masonic movement, the anti-Masonic party, and John Quincy Adams was one of the first champions of this anti-Masonic movement. He actually ran as an anti-Masonic and won a seat in Congress and ran for the presidency and won. There were governors put in New York, in Pennsylvania, in Vermont, in Rhode Island, members of Congress in Washington and in the state capitals. And this was incidentally the first political party in America to give a convention. And this was the first third political party in America. In 1991, we came very close to doing this exact same thing with Ross Perot and the Reform Party. And if we could do it in 1991, why can't we reinstitute the anti-Masonic Party? Because the only other means is riots in the streets.
Well, either you've got the ballot or you've got the bullet, it seems. And it certainly is time to institute a party that can come in and say, we're tired of the Illuminati, we're ready to take over. You all just kindly move aside, or we'll move you aside.
You got it right, Brooke. But John Quincy Adams, I strongly suggest the callers try to read something about biographies on John Quincy Adams, because we should find out what he did and how he went about doing this and why he was so successful. He was very successful because this lasted for a long time, and this was a major party. And this party was not like a wussy kind of party that was, you know, like Jesse Ventura or Ross Perot. This was a real third party. They gave the first convention.
And it stayed together till about 1860, till about the Civil War. It stayed together.
And
the other thing that happened with third parties is a lot of their planks were adopted by the other parties. And this is one of the things that I really wonder about. You've got people like Petroika on the Constitution Party. You've got people like Budnick on the Libertarian Party, who are on enough states to be elected President of the United States. They're qualified into all these states, and they won't let them into the debates. They don't want to hear what a third party is saying. They've got it controlled just with two parties. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say you've got two parties.
But Ross Perot did pretty well in 1991, because, Erskine, you remember in June of 1991, Ross Perot was ahead of Bill Clinton. If it wasn't for something about Ross Perot's daughter's marriage that happened in July, Ross Perot would have been the candidate. That's how close he was.
In Utah, he came in second.
Yes, yes. Now, the thing about what happened with the anti-Masonic Party, from what I've read about it, it apparently was infiltrated by Masons later on in order to bring it down.
Infiltrated, but the other thing that happened was so many of their planks were accepted by the other parties. And
that
so its reason for existence became unnecessary, because other parties had adopted a lot of their planks. And that's why we need to hear what these third parties are saying. I don't agree with everything the libertarians are saying. I may not agree with everything the constitutionalists are saying. But they've got something to say. They've got something to add to the mix, rather than Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, skull and bones, skull and bones. We have no choice.
Ralph Nader, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off. We got a little passionate there, but Ralph Nader is affiliated with the same group.
Well, sure. His campaign director is Skull and Bones' attorney.
Yes, yes. The other thing is Michael Peruca actually sounds like quite a well-spoken and interesting, intelligent man. I don't know if there's any way you can get an interview with him, but he was the one that impressed me the most all along. But it's been very difficult to hear him because, of course, nobody wants to cover him, and the mainstream media certainly doesn't.
No, and now they've got the new election laws that have come in to where you really can't. It's becoming very, very difficult. So, hey, I sure thank you for the call, Brooke.
Thank you, Erskine. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. From the Tucson, Arizona, actually, this is out of the Boston Globe, Dateline Washington. Large numbers of Americans say that they would probably ignore official instructions for how to respond to a terrorist attack involving radiological dirty bombs or smallpox, according to a new study. Most public health plans created in the 3 years since September 11th attacks assume that the public would obey instructions to, well, let's say, for example, stay inside whenever whatever shelter that they are during an airborne contamination attack, or to report to a central place to receive a vaccination shot should a disease outbreak occur. But the first major study of likely public behavior in the event of a terrorist attack calls into question the assumption that citing of conflicting obligations such as responsibilities to family members and a distrust of public pronouncements. If planners don't adjust to that reality, there can be unnecessary deaths, the study says. The study conducted by the New York Academy of Medicine Center of the Advancement of Collaborative Studies in Health found that 60% of Americans would disregard instructions to go to a public vaccination site in a smallpox outbreak. 40% said they wouldn't stay inside an undamaged building other than their home after a dirty bomb went off. It's not that the rest of the people want to be uncooperative, said lead investigator Roz Lasker. The problem is the current plans unwittingly put them in extremely difficult decision-making predicaments. So even if first responders work out all of the challenging logistics, far fewer people would be protected than planners want or the public deserves. For example, parents may disregard dangers, go out in the open to find and protect their children, and people may refuse to get smallpox shots during an outbreak because they fear mingling with crowds, are suspicious about the vaccine, or don't want to endanger family members with medical conditions that make it dangerous to come in close contact with a recently vaccinated person. Amen to the American people. You holler wolf, you holler wolf, you holler wolf, and nobody's gonna buy what you're saying, Mr. Homeland Security. You just keep hollering wolf. They're talking about people may refuse to get smallpox shots because they fear mingling with crowds, are suspicious about the vaccine, and don't want to endanger family members. You betcha. A lot of people are that way. Let's talk about what happened to people. The aftermath of Hurricane Charley. They set up New World detention refugee camps and weapons-toting guards. Inside the border of the zone is the land that doesn't work anymore. In the land that doesn't work anymore, something else happened. The electric, the phone, the gas, the water didn't work. Camps were surrounded with barbed wire, with razor wire. Wealthy Republican areas, they were restored within 36 hours. In these camps, armed National Guard troops, M16 rifles, full kits, virtually guarding the wealthy Republican areas to keep the rabble out. However, in the other areas, the refugee camps, they were guarded by National Guard in full combat gear, M16 rifles, and armored vehicles. You had checkpoints. They were in military fatigues. They weren't letting the people out. It was not to protect the people. It was to keep them in, keep them away from the Republican areas, the wealthy enclaves. So relief has now become militarized with a twofold purpose. Number one, to build shelters to house the riffraff, and also to control the riffraff, control their movements, establish border checkpoints. If you had a vehicle that worked, you could bring it. If you're part of the rabble and it actually worked, but you were conscripted into volunteering. In other words, you're going to use your vehicle to lug around water or fetch and carry or pay for your upkeep. This is what happened unless you had a special FEMA pass. Now, Porter Goss lived on Sanibel Island. They were able to get all of their water, electric, everything back on very, very quickly. He just made a couple of phone calls. The other thing that people noticed, your credit cards were useless. Credit cards were useless. There was no electricity. This is in Florida right after Charley. Cash became king. They weren't allowing you to leave their detention camps. Remember, over $90 billion under the Bush-Cheney regime was spent on domestic security measures. And this is what they've come up with. If you can't show ID, you can't pass one of the checkpoints. So this is what's happened. This is what's happened when they have a problem like this. The free speech zones for the Republican National Convention, 18 miles away from New York City. I mean, the free speech zones. That's the only place where Americans can talk freely inside a free speech zone? Let's hope it hasn't come to that in America. And let's hope they do a little bit better job than they did after Charley. Quote of the week, Adolf Hitler. What good fortune it is for governments that the people do not think. We strip the people of their rights in the name of the security of the state, and the majority of the people will agree with the leader in so doing. Hermann Göring. Is that what we've come to in America? Let's hope not. Now, www.infowars.com, www.prisonplanet.com. Get a copy of American Dictators, State Election 2004, Police State 3. You've heard them talking about it all day today. Police State 3, Masters of Terror video to get. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, probably the best video on 9/11. All available from Alex Jones. Get them, copy them, show them. Do it now while you can. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program. This is Erskine.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He is the T-Rex of political talk. That's Alex Jones. He's going to be back with you Monday. Alex will be back and loaded for bear. I'm telling you, he's got a couple of days vacation, which he certainly deserved. Get a copy of that American Dictator Staged Election 2004. You don't think it's staged? How'd they come up with Skull and Bones Bush, Skull and Bones Kerry? Of course it's staged. We talked about a lot of things today. We talked about how what we can do specifically. And hey, I want to thank the callers because you gave us some terrific ideas and terrific things to think about. Let's go immediately to Ron in New York. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the Alex Jones radio program.
Hi, sir. What is your take on the 501c3 church? And what would your caller alluded to before? that have they really sold their very souls to the government and are no longer obeying God, Scripture, and the Bible?
Well, personally, I think the 501c3 church has made a big mistake, because I believe in rendering to Caesar what is Caesar's, but I don't think the church is part of Caesar's. And so I think that when they accept that, then they become one with the government, and they start kowtowing to the government way of doing things, and then it becomes more of a governmental church. I believe in separation of church and state.
Are they doing this? Agreeing with all of these policies that are clearly New World Order, one world government, ignorance or what?
Not all churches, but a lot of them are doing some of this agreement with some of the New World Order, because you've got to figure that you've got a lot of the newer Bibles that are coming out. I don't want to get on the religious tract here, but a lot of the newer Bibles that are coming out of the Oxford University Press in Oxford, England. And Oxford University Press is owned by the Rothschilds. Now, excuse me, what's the Rothschilds doing in the Bible publishing business? And the fact of the matter is, they are distorting things. And that's what's happened to a lot of churches in America, where they've been distorting things. And a lot of them have flat out sold out. They know better. They have sold out. There's got to be a special place in hell for people who do that.
And doesn't this address it, Erskine? It's Jeremiah 6... Verse 13, from the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain, prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. And here it is, they dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord.
Absolutely. And when you're looking at that, what was the one time that Jesus really got upset? That was when he threw the money changers out. That was the one time he really got upset, and they're there. And that quote about the peace, peace, and you hear peace through war, peace through strength, peace through this, this, and this, and you're hearing the same thing. I mean, I'm not one of these who's a Bible thumper, but it's just as evident to me as the, you know, as the palm of your hand. I mean, it's right there, and it was said 2,000 years ago, and it's good today.
Amen.
So you better pay a little bit of attention to it. Whether you're a Christian or not, look at some of the things that are written there, because they're rules and guides. That's one of the things that upset me about taking the Bible out of school. Because even if you're not Christian, there are precepts that you need to live by. There are certain precepts that people just aren't getting. It's called civilization, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not civilized anymore.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Ron. Listen to Erskine Overnight this Saturday night. We're going to have Christian Wild, Hidden Causes of Heart Attacks, and Ted Gunderson. That's on at 9 o'clock midnight Eastern Time. And you can listen at www.erskineonradio.com, gcnlive.com. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, sir, for being so kind to let me sit in for you. And Infowars.com. Get up there. There's always new stories up there. Get his videos, please. Get them out. Look at them. Send them to your friends. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.